Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together this morning. Learn is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Gittin daf Vav, and we left off at the very top of Vav Amud Aleph at the words Lema Baha Kamiflagi. Basically, the Gemara had just presented different opinions. I'm sorry, not those words. We left off at the words Tanya Kavase de Rav Ashi on the top line. We had just presented a dispute about how much of the writing of the get does the shliach have to know was written lishma. So first, one of the Amoraim said, you got to know every single letter was written lishma. This was Sarach Atalama, right? Rabbi Achi said, you gotta watch that he writes every letter lishma. Rabbi Ami Ravasi said, well, what are you going so crazy for? You don't have to do that. And furthermore, if you do that, you're saying that everybody doesn't see every letter as being motzi laz al gitna rishonim. You're saying that it's not kosher if you don't hear every letter was lishma? No, you don't have to have every letter. Rabbi Babar Chana brought a get in front of Rabbi Lazar, who said, you just need to see one line. If one line's written lishma, you can assume the rest of it's written lishma. And Rav Ashi said, even if you just hear the sofer preparing the klaf or preparing the ink lishma, that's good enough. Now the Gemara is going to bring a proof to Rav Ashi. That was the last opinion he said. That's what we're up to. Tanya Kavase, top line, Vav Amud Aleph. Here we go. Tanya Kavase de Rav Ashi, we learned in a braisa in support of Rav Ashi. Hamevi get memdina sayam afilu hu babayis v'sofer ba'aliyah. Even if the shliach is downstairs and the sofer is upstairs in the attic, hu ba'aliyah v'sofer ba'bayis, or he's upstairs in the attic and the sofer is down in the house, afilu nichnas v'yotze kalayom kulo kosher. Even if you're just going in and out of the house as the sofer is writing it, so you see he's writing it, you don't have to be there every second. You can go in and out. Right, Yotze v'nichnas, right? This is the classic, right, a mashkiach in a restaurant, it could be Yotze v'nichnas. So it probably comes from this, that you could assume that once a person's Yotze v'nichnas, he's just checking up every few minutes to make sure that it's okay, then that's okay. So then, kosher. Says the Gemara, now what's the case here? Huba bayis v'sofer ba'aliyah haloka chazilei. What do you mean? He doesn't see him at all. He's in the house, the sofa's up in the attic. How does that work? El lav can go, deshama, kan kumusav, kan megilti. He must have heard him saying, I'm hereby making this klaf, preparing this klaf, lishma. I mean, he heard him saying it. He didn't even see anything. He just heard the sounds of him preparing the klaf or the ink. That's good enough. Good morning to Mordechai Yitzchak Aryeh, Chanuch Henoch, David Yoshua, Avram David, Gershon Eitan, Yerachmiel Shmuel, Tzvika, and Shlomo David. Here we go. Says the Gemara Amar. We said previously in the Brisa in yesterday's daf, Afilu Nichnas, or actually we just said it in this Brisa right now, Afilu Nichnas V'yotze Kolayom Kulo Kasher. Even if the shliach was just walking in and out of the house all day long as the guy's writing to get Lishma, that's good enough. Says the Gemara, whose opinion is that? Says the Gemara, who is going in and out? Man, ilay mashliach. If you tell me the shliach is walking in and out all day long, hashta hu b'bayis v'sofer ba'aliyah de lo chazilei amr kasher. You told me in the first part of the brisa, good morning, Arav Eliezer Do. You told me in the first part of the brisa that if he's downstairs and the sofer is upstairs, or he's upstairs and the sofer is downstairs, where he doesn't see him and all that works. So what do you have to tell me if he's walking in and out all day long? Obviously, if he's walking in and out all day long, you don't even have to see him at all, and it works. So why do you have to quote the case of walking in and out all day long? He doesn't see him at all. So the Bryson needs to tell me if he's walking in and out. That works. It's a kal v'chomer. You don't need that. You don't need that case. Ella sofer. It means even if the sofer is walking in and out all day long, meaning that the sofer sat down to write again. Then he goes off somewhere else in the middle of the day, then he comes back to writing again. Do we say that it's still lishma? It's still lishma he left in the middle. Maybe now he's intending to do something different over here. Ella sofer, says the Mar Pshita. Mishim denichnas v'yotze nafsalinei. Just because the sofer is walking in and out, you're going to disqualify the get? On what basis would you disqualify just because the sofer is walking in and out? Says Gemara, no. Here's the case. Lo, tzricha, denafik l'shuka v'asa. The sofer went out to the marketplace and he came back. And you might have thought when he walked out to the marketplace, maybe he met another Chaim who's divorcing a Dvaira. Here he's writing a get, he's writing for Chaim and Dvaira. You thought he's writing for you. Now he goes to the marketplace. Maybe he met another Chaim and another Devorah. Maybe he found somebody else. And now he's writing the get for somebody else, or even not for the same name. He started preparing it for you, so he didn't write the names yet, but he wrote everything else. And now he met somebody else. Maybe he's writing for somebody else. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. No, you assume, even though he walked out to the marketplace, he intends to write for the same Pasuk, for the same people, and if he started at Lishma, even if he walked out to the marketplace, he assumes he's completing at Lishma. Says the Gemara, Itmar, we learned in the base manager, Machlok Zamaran, Bavel, what about if it gets written in Bavel, and you're bringing a get from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael? Does Bavel have a din like Chutz La'aretz? We said if you're bringing a get from Chutz La'aretz, you have to say Fanat Tananetam, and one of the reasons Rabbi says is because you're worried about Lishma, Bavel. Bavel, everybody, that was a huge Torah center. Bavel, it's like Lakewood. Bavel's eyes, was you know, everybody in Bavel, they knew their stuff over there in Bavel. So the question is, if a shliach's bringing a get from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, does he have to say b'fanei nechtam? So maybe, does it depend on Shayaros? Oh, but Rav is like the Rav. Okay, we'll see exactly. Gemara's going to, that's exactly the Gemara. Imar, Bavel, Rav Amar Ke'eretz Yisrael Gittin. Rav says, Bavel had the same status of Eretz Yisrael as far as Hamevi getting Medina Sayyam, Sarach Lom and Fanatananeta, but in Bavel you didn't have to say it. Why did you not have to say it? Because Bavel, there were big tzaddikim, big Tamil Cham in Bavel. So you don't have to say Befananeta if you're bringing a get from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, because all the Batei Din there were expert in the Din of Lishma. They had just as many Batei Din in Bavel as they had in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, what about Kiyum Shtaros? That's what the Gemara is going to ask. So in my Bavel, Rav Amar Ke'eretz Yisrael again. Ushmuel Amar, no, Ke'chutz La'aretz. Bavel's in Chutz La'aretz, even in Lakewood, you have to say B'fanet Fanet. It says, Gemara Lema B'Hakam B'Fliki, let us say that they're arguing about the following issue. Demar Savar, Lufi Shein B'Kiyum L'Shma, Rahari Gibire. Rav says you don't have to say B'fanet Nechta from Bavel, that's because In Bavel, there were experts in Lishma, and he held the whole reason for B'fanei Nechtam is like Rabbah that were worried about Lishma. So in Bavel, there's no problem with Lishma. All the Batei Din know the laws. V'hani Gemire. In Bavel, the Batei Din all know. Umar Savel V'Shein Edu Mitzvim L'Kaima. No, it has nothing to do with Lishma. It's all about do people travel back and forth? And apparently, people didn't travel so much back and forth from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So you're worried there's not people who recognize the signatures. V'hani Nami Lo Shchichi. Says the Gemara. What do you mean? V'tizbara. Haraba islay derava. But we said even the opinion of Rabba who required the Shema is also worried about Kim Shtaros. So what does it help that the Batei Din and Bavel knew the laws of Lishma? It's still a problem according to everybody that they don't travel back and forth, that nobody's going to recognize the signatures. Answer the Gemara. Ela dekulei alma b'din l'kaima. No. Everyone agrees that you need Eidus l'kiyum hadavar and you need Eidei kiyum who can recognize the signatures. And that's going to be a problem. Oh, but let's see. Rav Savar Kevan De'ika Misifta. Since you had so many yeshivas in Bavel, Mishkach Shchichi. So, you had so many yeshivas, so people do recognize the signatures. People go from one yeshiva to the other, and therefore, even if you would go from place to place in Bavel, from Medina to Medina in Bavel, so people are going to recognize the signatures. Mishkach Shchichi. People know the signatures. Ushmol Savar. What does that help? Misifta Begirsaya Treaty. What do the yeshivas in Bava help? Yeshiva Bachar, they got their nose in the Gemara, yeshiva Bachars. They got their nose in the Gemara. They're not going to recognize the signatures. They don't go in the marketplace. They don't see the documents. Even if you have people coming from Bava to Eretz Yisrael, so Or and even if they're going from Medina to Medina in Bavel, they're not going to recognize the signatures over there because they got their noses in the Gemara. And therefore, they won't find Edim to be Mekayim, the Shtaros over there. And therefore, so it's going to be a problem of Kiyum Shtaros. So even in Bavel, you have to say B'fanei Nechtav and B'fanei Nechtav. Itmanami Amar Rabbi Abba Rabbi Huna Asinu Atzmenu B'Bavel Ke'eretz Yisrael L'Gitin Michi Asa Rav L'Bavel. From the time Rav came to Bavel and he set up the yeshiva in Sura, and Shmuel set up the yeshiva in Nardai, and there's always Talmidim going back and forth from Sura to Narda, so we became like Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam, because there's people going back and forth. Oh, so you see from the words of Rabbi Abba that the machlokus between Rav and Shmuel is, once Rav came to Bavel, that the machlokus is that even from Medina to Medina in Bavel, there were people going back and forth, and Rav said the yeshiva bachram are going to recognize it. But Shmuel says, no, the yeshiva bachram got their noses in the Gemara, and therefore they're not going to recognize the signatures, and therefore you still have to say B'fanei Nechtav from place to place in Bavel. Ask the Gemara, Masav Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer. Wait a second, but our Mishnah seems to indicate that in Bavel you would have to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. Because what did the Mishnah say? Masav Rabbi Yirmiya. How Masav always means a question from a Tana against an Amora. So Rav just said from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't have to say B'fanei Nechtav. Look at the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Masa Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yehuda was establishing the boundaries of where you have to say B'fanei Nechtav from. So Masa Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Me'rekem le'mizrach v'rekem kimizrach. From the city of Rekem and eastward, and Rekem is already considered like the east, you have to say it. You have to say B'fanei Nechtav. Me'ashkelon l'darom v'ashkelon k'darom. Me'ako l'tzafon v'ako k'tzafon. From Akko and northward, that's the border of Eretz Yisrael. Now wait a second, Bavel, Iran, the Gemara says is to the north. I guess it's to the north and to the east, but he says it's to the north. Says Gemara, Vaha Bavel Litzvona de Eretz Yisrael Kaima. Bavel is northward. Dichsiv, Vayomar Hashem Elai, Mitzafon Tipatach Ara'a, Pasuk in Yirmiyo, the prophecy that from Bavel was going to come to the destruction, and it's in the north. Utznan, Rab Meir, Omer, Akko, Keretzrael, Legitin. Vafil, Rab Meir, Lokama, Ela, Ba'akko, de Makarva. Akko, okay, they argue about whether Akko is in the border or Akko is out of the border. But anything north of Akko is for sure out of the border, and you have to say, B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Vafil, Rab Meir, Lokama, Ela, Ba'akko, de Makarva. Abel, Bavel, de Merachkalo. The implication of the mission is Bavel is north. And therefore, you have to say B'fanei Nechtav if you're coming from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So how could Rav say Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael L'gitin? Answer the Gemara. Come on. That's not a kasha. Hu Mosif Lam Hu Mefarek Lam. He himself, Rabbi Yirmiya, asked the kasha. And he also gave the answer. He figured out the answer on his own. Lebar mi Bavel. Yeah, the Mishnah's talking about all the other places in the north, aside from Bavel. Bavel is an exception because in Bavel they had big yeshivas and big Talmidei Chachamim. They knew about Lishma and they had yeshivas, so guys were going back and forth from the yeshivas. And apparently, guys would go from yeshivas in Bavel to yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael also. And therefore, there's no problem according to Rav. You don't have to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav. Ask the Gemara Ad Heichan Hi Bavel. Well, where are the borders of Bavel that, according to Rav, if you're bringing a get either from place to place in Bavel, that you wouldn't have to do it? Because they would go back and forth in the yeshivas there, and they would go back and forth from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. The yeshivas in Bavel to the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. Ad Heichan Hi Bavel. Where do the borders of Bavel go to? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, Kemachlokas Liyuchsin, Kach Machlokas Legitin. We have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about where Bavel goes to as far as, we're going to learn this in the fourth parak of Kiddushin, that if you're marrying a girl from Bavel, she's considered to have great yichus, because Bavel was considered to be a very holy spiritual place. And therefore, you don't have to check to see that the girl has good yichus if you're marrying a girl from Bavel, because she had good yichus. So the same machlokas as to where Bavel was for Yichsin is the same machlokas where if you're bringing a get from there, you don't have to say b'fanayetam, because just like they took care of their yichus and only allowed proper people to marry each other, so too they took care of their... They also knew about the laws of Lishma, and they also had yeshivas and people going back and forth from there to Eretz Yisrael. So the same machlokas. Rav Yosef Amar, no. Machlokas liyuchsin. It's only the machlokas Rav and Shmuel in Kiddushin is as far as where the boundaries of Bavel are. That's only for yichus. Aval Gittin, but as far as Gittin, everyone agrees where Bavel extends to. Yeah, where does it extend to as far as Gittin is concerned? Divrei HaKol ad Arba Tinyona de Gishra. The second swamp marsh past the bridge. Thank you very much. That helps me very much. The second swamp marsh past the bridge of the Euphrates River. Wow. Okay, I don't know exactly where that was, but apparently in times of the Gemara, everybody knew where that was. The second swamp marsh past the bridge. Rav Chista Matzrich may Aktisfon Lebe Ardashir. Rav Chista said, if you brought a get from Aktisfon, which was outside Bavel, on one side of the Euphrates, Lebe Ardashir, which was in Bavel, on the other side of the Euphrates, he said you have to say Befananetam, because that's from out of Bavel to in Bavel. However, the other way around, Umi Be'adashir La'aktisfon, but from Be'adashir, which was in Babel, to Aktisfon, lo Matzrich. He says, you don't have to say Befanai Nechtav, or Befanai Nechtav. Says, Lema Kasav L'Vishayin B'Kiyin L'Shma, V'Hadi Gemiri, and inside Be'adashir, they were expert in L'Shma, so therefore you wouldn't have to bring it. Says, but that doesn't help us, right? V'Tizbra, V'Harabah Islay L'Rabah, what do you mean? But even Rabbi, who said it's a problem of Lishma, still held as a problem of Mitsuyim Lekaimo. So it doesn't help that they were expert in Lishma in Be'ar Dashir. Says the Gemara, Ella, no. The Kuliyam of Ein Lekaimo. Everyone agrees that the reason for B'fana Nechtav is that you need Edim to recognize the signatures to do Kiyim Shtaris. So the husband shouldn't say it's a forgery. Bahani, the people of Be'ar Dashir, came into Asli Lushukah Lahasam, since they would always go to the marketplace in Aktisfon, which was outside of Babel, they would go there for the market. Hanach Yadi B'chasimus Yad Dahane. So the people of Be'ar Dashir, so the people of Aktisfon, outside Babel, they always knew the signatures of the people of Be'ar Dashir in Babel, because they used to come to the marketplace there. However, And they would leave the documents. The people of Aktisfon knew the signatures of the people of Ar Dashir, because they would come to the market in Aktisfon, and the Aktisfon people would have their checks. They would have the checks of the Ar Dashir people. Vahani b'dahanach lo yadeh. However, the people of Ar Dashir, they didn't know the signatures of the Aktisfon people. My time up. Bishukayu Tride, because the people of Bnei Ar Dashir, they were just buying and selling the whole time. They didn't have a chance to look at the signatures of the Aktisfon people, and therefore they didn't recognize the signatures of them. And therefore, when the people of Aktisfon will come to Ar Dashir, they would have to say Befanai Nechtav and Befanai Nechtam. The Gemara now quotes three opinions of Amoraim that live in Mechuzah. Amoraim that live in Mechuzah, three opinions. And each one gave a different psak as far as the city of Mechuzah. Do you have to say B'fanai Nechtav B'fanai Nechtav? Rabba Baravua Matzrich Me'arsa La'arsa. Even if they would come from one street in Mechuzah to another street mechuza, you'd have to say b'fanai neftam. Rav Sheshes was even more machmir. Matzach mishchuna l'shchuna, even within the same street, from one three-house courtyard to another three-house courtyard. V'rava matzach ba'os l'shchuna, even within the same courtyard, bringing a get from one place to the other. Ask the Gemara. V'harava hudam l'fish eni edem mitzuyin l'kaimo. I don't understand. Rav is the one who says that all you need is people recognize the signatures. These people lived on the same block in the same. So why in the world would Rav say, even from one house to the other on the same block, he said you have to say b'fanai neftam, b'fanai neftam. Says the Gemara, shani b'nei mechuza denayde. The people of b'nei mechuza, they were always traveling. They were never home. They were always away from home. So nobody was around to recognize the signatures of anybody, even in the same neighborhood. They're always traveling. So nobody knew the signatures, even of their neighbors. People didn't even know their own neighbor's signatures. Rav Chanin Mishtoi, Rav Kahana Aisi Gita V'lo Yedana Im Yisur L'na Adoyim Min Adol L'Suras. Rav Chanin told a story that Rav Kahana would bring a get, and I don't remember whether he would bring it from Surah to Nardo or from Nardo to Surah. And also L'kamei to Rav, and they came in front of Rav. Amalei, Rav Kahana asked Rav, I'm going from Nardoi to Sura, two cities in Bavel. From Nardoi to Sura, one place was Shmuel's town and one place was Rav's town. So he came to ask Rav the Shaila. You don't have to say when you're going from Sura to Nardoi or Nardoi to Sura, because they're all in Bavel. And Rav said, in Bavel, you don't have to say because the yeshiva bachrim all go back and forth. Now the Cheshek Shlomo here asked the following question. Why do we care whether it was from Surah to Nardar or Nardar to Surah? Why did Rav Chanin have to say that the suffix of Rav Kahana was, he wasn't sure whether it was from Surah to Nardar or from Nardar to Surah. So he explains that Rav lived in Surah. And if Rav Kahana brought the get from Surah to Nardar, that means he asked Rav the question before he left. So before he's leaving, he's asking him, do I have to say it? And Rav answered him, he doesn't have to do it. It means even Lechatchila, he doesn't have to do it. On his way out of the town, he asked him the Shaila. Because Rav lived in Surah. So even if Rav says you don't need it, even Lechatchila, you don't need it. But if it was for Nardar to Surah, that means he was asking the question after he already delivered the get. And he didn't say b'fanai neftam. He's asking me, is it okay that I didn't say it b'di'evad? So then maybe Rav's answer is only b'di'evad, but not l'chatchila. That's why it makes a difference whether he did it from Nardar to Surah or Surah to Nardar. Was he asking the kasha, even l'chatchila it should work before he left the town? Or was he asking, no, I arrived in town, in your town, Rav, in Surah. So does it work or not? He said lo tzriches. So that's the shaila. He's not sure whether he meant that even lechatchila it's okay, or b'di'evad, now that he did it, it's okay b'di'evad. Says the Gemara, off. But he answers him, lo tzriches, right? You don't have to do it. But v'yavdis ahanis. But if you do say b'fanan b'fanan nechtam, it would work, says the Gemara. Ma'yavdis ahanis. What would it help? Says the Gemara, di'asi ba'alu ma'arer. If the husband comes and is ma'arer, lo mashkechinan be. Had you said b'fananechtam, if the husband would come and say it's a forgery, we would not listen to the husband. Oh, so this is a big machlokas, Rashi and Tosis over here. What do you mean? So if you say, sounds like, so Rashi learns, if you say b'fananechtam, then the husband can't, it will not be believed to come and say that it's a forgery, because it's a special nemonis that we give the shliach. But Tosus says no. Tosus in Ksubus and Daf Chav Ches, and it's quoted by the Agos Mordechai in Kiddushin in the name of Rabbi Avigdor HaKohen, if the husband comes and says if the shliach says b'fanai nechtam, and the husband then comes and says it's a forgery, so then you would have to bring to Adim, to uphold the signatures. And the Rambam sounds like that as well. And the Beis Shmuel writes that was the opinion of many poskim, that even if the Shliach said, if the husband afterwards would come and say it's a forgery. We're trying to discourage him from coming to say it. But if he would come and say it's a forgery, he'd be believed. Ask the Beis Shmuel, what do all those poskim do with our Gemara? Our Gemara just said the words, "I avdis ahanis." If you'd say b'fanav of the netev, it would work. What do you mean? You're telling me that it wouldn't work. If the husband would come and say it's a forgery, you'd have to bring witnesses. So what does the Gemara say? If the shliach says b'fanav of the netev, it works that if the husband would come in, and our sugya keeps on saying that even if the husband would come and be ma'ar, we're not going to listen to him. So how could all these be shown him right that if the husband is ma'ar, we do listen to him? Answers the Beis Shmuel in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Shmuel is one of the commentaries on Evan HaEzer. All the laws of Gittin and Kiddushin, Nashim, are all in Evan HaEzer. So that's the Beis Shmuel, answers the Beis Shmuel. There's a difference between whether the husband claimed it's a forgery before the shliach delivered the get and said b'fananatam, b'fananatam, or whether the husband said it's a forgery after the shliach delivered the get and said b'fananatam, b'fananatam. Oh. If it's before the shliach said b'fananatam, b'fananatam, so then the shliach only works midrabanan, so you'd still need the kiyum shtaros. But if the husband tries to say it's a forgery after the shliach already said b'fanay nechtam, so then we view the shliach, the get, as already kosher. And if the husband comes and tries to say it's a forgery, we would not believe him. That's one answer. Others give other answers. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Kiddisanya, like we learned in a Braisa. Oh, so even though in Bavel you didn't have to say it, if you say it, it works. Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you this from a Braisa. Kiddisanya, Maisa, Bavel, Nachashay, you get Lefnei Rabbi Yishmo. Omar lo, Sarachani, Lomar b'fanat fanat nechtam, O ain't it Sarach. Omar lo, B'ni mehechanato, well, where are you bringing the get from? Amalo Rebbe, Mikfar Sisayani. Oh, it's in Bavel. Amalo. Sarachat Levanav Donanetam. Sheloti Zakek Le'edim. He said, you have to say Vanatonetam just so, in case the husband comes in his Ma'arer, so you won't need Edim. Lacha Sheyatza. And the guy left Bez Nichlas Levan of Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi came in. Amalo, Rabbi Loi said to Rabbi Shimon, what are you doing? Rebbe, why'd you make him say Vanatonetam? Kfar Sisayim of Last Chomer Tishol. Right, I thought it was in Bavel. No. Kfar Sisayim is, it wasn't in Bavel, it was in the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Ukrova Litzipor Yosef Me'akov. It was technically outside Israel, but it was swallowed up inside the borders, and it's closer even than Akko. Utanah, we learned in our Mishnah, Rav Meir, Omer Akko carried to Israel, Legitin. Kfar Sisayim was even closer to Israel than Akko was. V'afilu Rabban L'Pligalet, the Rabbi Meir, Ela ba'ako de merka, even the only the Chacham Argar Rameir in Akko itself, aval kfar sisayi de mekar v'lo. But kfar sisayi, which was closer, he shouldn't have to say it. On my low, Rabbi Shmuel said back to Rabbi Loi. Now, when Rabbi Shmuel heard Rabbi Loi saying these words, he thought Rabbi Loi was trying to tell him that since in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say fanay fanay nechta, so, saying something wouldn't even help. And you need to aid him. Even in Eretz Yisrael, where you don't have to say b'fanav netav, if you would say b'fanav netav, it wouldn't help. That's what he thought. That's what Rabbi Shmuel thought Rabbi Loi was telling him. Omar lo, shtok b'ni shtok. So Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Loi, be quiet. Hol v'yotza davar beheter. Since. Hol v'yotza davar beheter yotza. Since he's going to say b'fanay b'fanay nechtam, even though he doesn't have to say b'fanay b'fanay nechtam, yatza, it'll still work. Just like the chacham or mesakin in chutz la'aretz, you have to say b'fanay nechtam, and that helps too. If the husband comes and tries to say it's a forgery, you don't listen to him. So too, even in Eretz Yisrael, even though you don't have to say b'fanay b'fanay nechtam, but if you say it, if the husband comes and tries to say it's a forgery, we won't listen to him. Says the Gemara, what in the world was Rabbi Shmuel saying to Rabbi Eloi? That's all Rabbi Eloi meant to say to him. He said to him, why'd you tell him? All Rabbi Eloi meant to say to Rabbi Shmuel, he didn't mean to argue on this point. All he meant to say was, says the Gemara, why did Rabbi Shmuel say to Rabbi Eloi, be quiet? I was just telling him that if he says it, it'll work. That's all I meant to tell him. Rabbi Eloi also agreed with that, and that's why he was telling him. Rabbi Eloi also agreed with that. So what in the world was going on over here? Why was Rabbi Eloi yelling at Rabbi Shmuel if Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Eloi meant the same thing? Answers the Gemara, lo simu kameh. You're right. When they told Rabbi Eloi the story, that Rabbi Shmuel said to the guy that if you say b'fana nechtam, shaloti zakik le'edim, not that you have, Rabbi Shmuel never meant to tell him, you have to say b'fana b'fana nechtam. He just meant to tell him, if you say it, then if the husband comes and tries to be ma'ari, we won't believe the husband. So why was Rabbi Eloi yelling at Rabbi Yishmael if they both said the same thing? The Gemara says, you're right. Lo simu kameh. When they told over the story to Rabbi Eloi, they left out that detail. They left out the detail that he wasn't telling him he has to say it. He was just telling it, if he says it, it'll work. They didn't finish the story. So that's why Rabbi Eloi was yelling at Rabbi Yishmael and why Rabbi Yishmael said that I said the same thing as you. What are you yelling at me? But they never told Rabbi Eloi the whole story in the beginning. Rabbi Eloi thought Rabbi Shmuel said that he has to say it. And the answer is he wasn't saying he has to say it. He was saying that if he says it, it would work. But not that he has to say it. Shalach le Rabbi Yev Yosar le Rav Chista. Rav Yosar lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chista lived in Babel. Gittin Abon Mishom Lakan. Gittin that come from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Ein Sarachlon Fanef Tanonechtam. You don't have to say it like Rav. Lema kasab levishen mikin lishma v'hani gemir says Mart. No, you can't say it's because of lishma. V'tiz Rava, Rava is like the Rava. We keep saying that Rava agrees to Rava that you still need it because of kiyum shtaros. Forget lishma. You need it because there's not people to go back and forth. Ella dekulei ama bein lekaima. Came with the Rav and tzaki v'nachte mishkach shchichi. There's a lot of people that would travel from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. And since there were a lot of people that would travel above the Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say fun and fun and nechtam when coming above the Eretz Yisrael. Because Mishkach Shechikah, there's plenty of people in Eretz Yisrael who recognize the signatures of people who come from Babel. So the Shliach doesn't have to say fun and nechtam when you're bringing a get from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Yosef, man leimel under Rav Yosef bar Samchahu. Who says that Rav Yosef says, who says that this Rabbi Eviyasar, who was in Eretz Yisrael, is reliable? Who says he's reliable? V'od ha'ihu, d'shalach le Rav Yehuda, Rav Eviyasar himself sent a question to Rav Yehuda. He rebuked Rav Yehuda about the people of Babel. B'nei Adam ha'olam misham l'kan. People who travel from Babel to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah, hein kimu ba'atzmam, vayinu ayelad bazono vayalda machu bayayin vayishtu. They're leaving Babel to come to Eretz Yisrael. They're leaving their wives and kids alone in Babel. Who's going to watch over the women? Who's going to watch over the kids? They're coming to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Because of below sirtut, he wrote about this pasuk. And he didn't even write sirtut. He didn't write the lines. When he wrote these psukim, he didn't write the lines in the klaf. V'amar b'yitzlak, shtayim kosvin, shalosh ein kosvin. If you write two words from a pasuk, you don't have to do sirtut. But if you write three words from a pasuk, you have to do sirtut. So you see, this rabbi was an Am Haaretz because he wrote, he was angry at the people in Bavel for making aliyah to come learn in Eretz Yisrael when they were leaving their wife and kids alone. And when he quoted this pasuk, he quoted it without sirtut. So you see, the guy's an Am Haaretz, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But either way, he wrote a whole pasuk and he didn't write sirtut. So Rav Yosef said, this rabbi is not reliable. So Amalei Abaye le Rav Yosef. So Abaye the Talmud said to his Rebbe Rav Yosef, Atu kol delo yada ha, the Rabbi Yitzchak, lav gava rabuhu. Anyone who doesn't know this halacha that you have to write sirtut, you have to write an indentation in the document when you're writing psukim, such a person is not a Talmud Chacham. Bishlam emilsa detalya besvara, Lachaye, how gemar you? Gemar lo shmiyale. Va'od. So if it's something that depends on logic, I get it. You tell me he's not a Talmud Chacham. But this is just a halacha. And maybe he never heard this halacha. That doesn't show that he's not a Talmud Chacham. Va'od ha-Rabbi Yasser hu de'iskim mari al yade. This Rabbi of Yasser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ended up revealing to him a secret and agreeing with him. Tichsev, because as far as the famous story of Pilegesh Begiva, the story of Pilegesh Begiva, Hashem revealed to this Rabbi of Yasser a secret about the terrible tragedy of Pilegesh Begiva. Tichsev, it says the Pasuk in Shoftim, Vatiznach Olav Pilagsho, that a certain concubine of a certain man had to run away from her husband back to her father's house because she wasn't treated properly. And the Amoraim of Machlokas, what exactly happened? Rabbi Avyasa Amar Zvuv Matzala. Rabbi Avyasa said her husband found a fly in his soup. Rabbi Yonas Amar Nima Matzala, he found a hair in his soup. Either a hair in the Makoma Erva while they were having relations or a hair in the soup. And he got angry at her. Vashki Rabbi Avyasa Leliyo. And Rabbi Avyasa, this same Rabbi Avyasa, found Eliyo Anavi. Vashki Rabbi Avyasa Leliyo Omale. My Ka'avid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Avyasar asked Eliyo Anavi, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing right now? Amarle, Asik Pilegesh Begiva. He's dealing with the tragedy of Pilegesh Begiva, of the concubine that got molested by many, many people, and her husband found her. And Umay Ka'amar. And what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying about Pilegesh Begiva? Amarle, Eliyo Anavi said to Rabbi Avyasar, this is what Hashem is saying about this. Avyasar b'ni kachu omer. My son Avyasar said that what caused Pilegesh Begiva is that the husband found a bug. V'yonasan b'ni kachu omer. And Yonasan says that it was a hare. Omer le chas v'shalom. Rabbi Avyasar said to Eliyahu Anavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what it really was. Umir kasveka kamishmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what the cause of the whole tragedy of Pilegesh Begiva was. Amalei, Eilu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim he. Wow. Zvuv matzav lo hikpid, nima matzav hikpid. First he's found a bug in his soup, and he didn't care about it that much. Then he found a hair, and then he got really upset at his wife, at his concubine. So you see that Eliyahu HaNavi revealed to Rabbi Avyasar what this pasuk means. That shows that he's an Adam Gadol. So Abaye said to Rav Yosef, you see, he's really an Adam Gadol. Amar Rav Yehuda Zvuv Baka'ara. That was in the soup. Nima Ba'oso Makam. But the hair was that she didn't shave the area properly, and when they were having marital relations, the guy was afraid he would get hurt. Zvuv Mi'isusa. A bug is just disgusting in the soup. Nima sakanta, but having a hair in the muck of an erva, that's mamash a sakan. Ikadamri idiv idiv bikara. No, both the bug and the hair were in the soup. Zvuv unsa. The zvuv, it's not his fault. It's not her fault. Nima pshiusa, but if there's a hair in there, that's her fault. And that's why when he found the zvuv, he wasn't makbid, but when he found the hair, he was makbid. Amar Rav Chista la'olam al yatil adam ein la yaseir b'soch beisam. A husband should never get too angry at his wife. There should never be fear or dread. There should never be pachad. There should never be ema. There should never be yelling in a home. Chas v'shalom. The husband should never be yelling and never get angry in the home. Shari pilegish begiva hita lela bala ema yaseira. This case of the concubine in Giva, the husband got too makbid on her. And therefore she ran back to her father's house. And when she ran back there to her father's house, she had to sleep in this place in Binyamin. And there she was raped by all the people of Giva. And that's what caused Vipila Kama Rivos Misrael. And that's what happened. A massive war happened as a result of this. Because the guy found this concubine and cut her body up into 12 pieces and send the 12 pieces to the 12 tribes of Israel. And it caused a tremendous machloikis. Anyone who puts too much anger in the house, who's too machbid on his wife, who has too much anger in the house, it's a terrible thing. He's going to end up having three averes. Gili arayos, shvichas dam, mechila shabbos. Gili arayos, because when the woman is going to need to go dip in the mikveh to be in, when she's in nida, maybe if it's very cold, she's going to say, maybe she'll tell her husband that she didn't, that really she did dip in the mikveh. She's scared because it was too cold. And she won't tell the husband that she didn't dip in a mikveh. And the husband's going to end up having relations with a woman who's a nida. Shvichas damim, Rashi explains. Shvichas damim, either like Pilegish Begiva, right? The whole story of Pilegish Begiva, a lot of people were killed. Or if she runs away from the husband because she's scared, she's not going to be careful. She's going to fall in a hole or something and die. Chil Shabbos, sometimes she's not going to cook the food on Erev Shabbos. She's not going to make it. And she already lit candles, but she's scared of the husband. If the husband doesn't have hot food, she's going to violate Shabbos. Wow. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Hada Ami Rabbanan. My father, Zichron Levracha, used to say these words. I say it every Friday night also, like my father used to say. I don't know why he used to say these words out loud. Shloisha Dvarim Zorach Lamodim Adam Erev Shabbos. My father used to sing. So I also sing it. I don't know why my father used to sing that. But Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Hoda Amar Rabbanan. This did the rabbi say in the Mishnah Shabbos. Three things a person has to say Erev Shabbos before it gets dark. He has to ask his wife, Yisartem, did you take the Maiser? Eravtem, did you make the Eruv Chatzeros so we could carry in the Chatzer? Hadliku Esaner, it's time to light the candles. Sarich Lememrinu Benichusa, you have to say them very sweetly and presently. Maybe that's why my father used to sing it. Because you have to sing these words sweetly and pleasantly. Kiheche de lakablu mine. So that your wife and kids should accept it from you. Anything that you say sweetly and pleasantly, your wife will listen to. But if you say to your wife, hey, it's candle lighting time now, she'll bite your head off. She'll bite your head off. Say it sweetly. Amravashi anolo shmieliha. I never heard this teaching of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana that you have to say Yisartem Yiravtem Adliku Asaner V'kiyamte Misvara. I never heard this teaching, but I was mekayim this from my own logic that it's important to say things in the house sweetly and pleasantly and not in a negative way. Okay, we'll come back to this Pilegish Begiva for the rest of the story tomorrow. Have a great day.